day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. We will rejoice. Yes, we will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, yes, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand before us. When we call on his great name, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, you have to flee. Oh, tell me who can stand before us when we call on his great name, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, 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 precious Jesus, we have the victory. Oh, put your hands together and give God the praise this morning because we woke up in victory. Hallelujah. He has blessed us and kept us all the way to this Monday, the last Monday of 2020. So we give God the glory, we give him the honor, and we give him the praise because he is our way maker. He is our protector. He is our peace. He is our joy. Hallelujah. He is our healer. He is our deliverer. Hallelujah. He is our comforter. He is our friend, and he loves us more than anything. Hallelujah. You made a way when our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over. You made a way. Yes, you did. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You made a way when our backs were against the wall, and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. Yes, you did. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You move mountains. You cause walls to fall with your power. Perform miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. And we're standing here only because you made a way. Do you believe that this morning, TMC? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because he moved mountains. Yes, he did. He caused walls to fall by his power. Yes, he did. Every day he performed miracles. There is nothing that's impossible. So we're standing here only because you made. Lord, we're standing here only because you made. Lord, we're standing here only because you made. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Don't know how, but I'm grateful. Made a way. Yes, you did, Lord. You made a way. Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. And we're standing here only because you made. Yes, we're standing here only because you made a way. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are. Yes, he is. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, our God, that is who you are. For he kept us, he blessed us. He's our way maker, he's our miracle worker, he's a promise keeper, he's our light in the darkness, our God. That is who he is. And oh, to be kept by Jesus. Oh, to be kept by Jesus. And so as he has brought us through 2020, he has kept us, he has blessed us, he has provided for us, he has dispatched angels on our behalf. He is an amazing God. Yes, he is. Oh, to be kept by Jesus. Kept by the power of God. I could do nothing. Hallelujah. Thou shalt be all and all. Oh, to be kept by Jesus, Lord, at thy feet I fall. I would be nothing, nothing, oh, nothing. Thou shalt be all and all. Greeter, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me? Yes, good morning, good morning. We thank each and everyone for joining us this morning. Let God peace rule in your heart and be thankful this morning. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we begin a new day, our soul sings your praises. We're so grateful that you have loved us and always with us. Grant us the wisdom and to handle whatever coming our way today. Lord, help us to know your will and have the courage to follow us. We praise God for the two outstanding co-founders, Reverend Dr. P.K. Roberts and Reverend Vanessa Weatherspoon, for everyone to keep us focused on Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for every prayer warrior, guest, new guest. Hallelujah. God is the scribble who joined us here on the Master Call and thought it was not robbery this morning. We thank every Diaz de Leon family and their staff for serving us and sharing artist life worldwide. We thank you for the speaker who's about to download the word in the telecommunication sanctuary. Lift every frontline worker and their families who's confronted with this COVID-19 and more importantly, keeping us safe. We pray for every bereaved family and comfort them like never before. Strengthen them, Lord. You know them name by name. Lord, come by their home today. Step, praise them. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthen me, and that's in Philippians 4 and 13. Amen, amen, amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you. Oh, you're doing double duty. Take it away. God bless you.
God bless you, Minister Cynthia. Thank you so much for seating us and for greeting us this morning. God bless you. Thanks for serving us in excellence. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Southern California, and I greet you with Jesus' joy on this last Monday of 2020. Hallelujah. God has kept us, and he has brought us through, and we thank each and every single one of you for taking the time out of your morning to dial into this The Master's Call. And just to let you know a little bit about this call, it started back on October the 25th, of 2010. Did you hear that? 2010. This is 2020. So that means that we just celebrated our 10th year anniversary in October, and it would not be possible if our co-founders did not say yes. And so I am so grateful and thankful for our two co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, for their yes, because it allows for us to dial into this number each and every single day, Monday through Friday, at this divine and appointed hour, so that our lives could be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day. Our scripture reference can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." Not only that, if you are visiting for the first time, I heard so many first-time callers this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome again to the Master's Call. And just so that you could see what's been going on, visit our website, themasterscall.net. The Master's Call, or the, whatever way you want to say it, Master's Call. .net. You will see all of our messages have been archived, all of the bios for our speakers, information about our fast, which is coming up on January the 4th. Directives and everything can be found on our website. Also, some of you may have been sitting here for a while, and maybe God is pushing you and purging you and positioning you to do something new. Well, there are opportunities for you to be a part of the Master Call leadership team here. I opened up this morning in worship. Maybe you're a worshiper out there. Maybe you can greet the people like Minister Cynthia just did a few moments ago. Maybe there's a message that you would like to share with the masses. Maybe you just want to do something. Okay, so let me tell you how you could go about finding out or getting more information. That's by sending an email to info@themasterscall.net. And our mother ego, who's one of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, one of them will respond to you. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call. And today is Inspirational Monday, and our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be bringing a message. So those of you who are on here, I would say you want to go over to the morning motivational call because I'm sure she has, this is the last Monday, remember? So I'm sure she will be ending this Monday very strong and very powerful. So you can dial in to 712-770-4005. Use the PIN code 294-617-POUND. But now it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so I am going to bring on our speaker for this morning. She is one of our co-founders here on the Master's Call. You can read her bio on our website. But let me tell you, I know that she was a woman who was ordained and made for the kingdom. She is definitely a precious vessel. She is definitely a woman of excellence. She is a kingdom builder. She is outgoing. She is loving. She is our anointed and appointed speaker. She is a mother to many. I'm telling you, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to bring to the line this person who I am so glad that God allowed me to become a part of her life. None other than our speaker for this morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Dr. P.K. The platform is yours.
Thank you so much, Minister, out of that California town where the sun is probably still under the cloud. We are so thankful for you, for your ministry, and for how you absolutely always, when you come forth, you bring the best that you have to God's people. Thank God for you this morning. I also want to thank God for our Honorable Cynthia Cox there in the Bronx, New York, and for you greeting our people and seating them this morning. And I just don't have enough words to say thank you, thank you, thank you to my sister who has been knitted at heart. God did this 10 years ago. Hallelujah. And I bless the name, bless his holy name for our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who has absolutely been the glue to hold together not only this call, but the artist family. And we thank God for you this morning. To my TMC family, thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to take time to say that. As we are ending this year, I'm praying that each of you had a wonderful Christmas, and those who are entering and celebrating Kwanzaa right now, we thank God for you, and thank God, hallelujah, bless the holy name of Jesus. We are here to say this morning, don't know what's going to happen later today, but this morning, open your mouths and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. We are still here. So many have gone on, but we are still here. God, we bless your name. We give you the glory and we give you the honor as we celebrate the last Monday in this year, 2020, a year, God, that has brought us many challenges, many deaths, and much sorrow. But we thank you because you told us in all things give thanks. We worship you this morning, and we magnify your holy name. Yes, I feel a preach down on the inside and a glory, glory down in my toenails that says I need to dance for the Lord. And so as we are getting ready to get into this word, and it's going to be a... We are going to ask that, bless the name of Jesus. John LaRose, are you there? I need to hear your voice if you are, and so I can bring you up. You all, as we are ending this year, I had a song, I had a sermon that I started, a series, Wake Up, Get Up, and Dress Up. Well, as I was preparing this message, the Lord says, now that you're dressed up, why don't you speak up? So we're going to run it right on down through here to speaking up. But before I do that, there's a young man that I would like to bring to your front this morning. John, are you there?
Could you ask him to star 6 then 1? I don't see him on the moderator line, so if he could star 6 then 1, I'll definitely unmute him.
I know that he was going to, he told me he had that phone that you have to, let me see if I got a message from him anywhere.
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I'm saying, okay. Well, you all, I won't waste any time doing a long introduction. I'm going to let him introduce himself with his ministry. And after he sings, I want you all to join me in reading the scripture, Matthew 28, 18 through 20. We're going to be talking about speaking up this morning. Bless the name of Jesus. Will you come, Mr. John LaRose, and bless us in song?
All right. Come on, people of God, let's clap our hands to Jesus this morning. He is worthy of our praise.
You are a mighty God. You are a mighty God. Mighty God, mighty God. Yes, you are mighty God. Yeah. You're a mighty God. And we worship you this morning. Yes, you are mighty God. You are mighty. You are mighty. Mighty God, mighty God. Yes, you are mighty God. You are mighty, yeah. You are mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Yes, you are mighty God. Yes, you are a holy God, yeah, yeah, yeah. And we bow down this morning, Lord. Oh, yes, yes. Holy God. You are a mighty God. You are a holy God. Yeah, and we praise you this morning. Yes, you are holy God. You are holy. You are holy. Holy God, holy God. Yes, you are holy God. You are holy. And we worship you. Yes, we bow down to your God. Yeah, yeah. holy God. While we think about 2020, this pandemic has killed a lot of people, and it's caused a lot of people to be concerned and worried. But God is still on the throne, and we continue to lift him up. You are an awesome God. Yes, you are an awesome God. Awesome God, awesome God. Yes, you are awesome God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You are an awesome God.
You are an awesome God. And we trust your mighty power, God.
Yes, yes, you are
awesome God. Come on, people of God. Let's worship the Lord with a hand clap this morning. Let's worship him with some dancing this morning, because he is worthy of our praise. Yes. Awesome God, awesome God. Yes, you are awesome God.
Yeah.
Awesome. You are awesome. Awesome God, awesome God. Yes, you are awesome God. Yeah. The last Monday of 2020, we are giving God our best praise this morning, amen. We're not going to hold back. No. We're going to give him our best praise this morning.
You're mighty.
You're mighty God. You're holy. You're holy God. And we worship you. And we give you praise. Because you're worthy, worthy, worthy. You're mighty, you're awesome, and we love you. Yes, we worship you. You are worthy, worthy, worthy. You're mighty, you're holy, you're mighty, you're mighty God, and we worship you. You sit on that throne, Lord. Mighty, holy. Mighty, awesome God, yeah, yeah. Come on and give God praise this morning.
Good
Hallelujah.
God, good God. You're an awesome God. You're a mighty God. Thank you, Chandler Rose. Bless the name of Jesus. Oh, God, everybody ought to be up and in, even though you're in bed, I know you just had to just, woo, glory be to God. Thank you for your presence here now, Lord. We worship and adore you. We want you to know how much we love you. You all, what we are doing is absolutely mirroring what speaking up will do when you talk up. I didn't know John LaRose a week ago. I didn't know him. I didn't know him. But thank God now that I do know him, he's been in my presence singing now. This is the second time. Why? Because he is a talented man of God, and all of us have something that God has given us that the world needs. You need to open your mouth, speak it, open your mouth, so that others would know what you have, and you can bless the world with, and bless the kingdom, build the kingdom with the blessings that God has blessed you with. You've been blessed to be a blessing. Somebody says, say it to yourself. I've been blessed to be a blessing. I've been blessed to be a blessing. And I can only be a blessing if I open my mouth. I got to open my mouth. I got to speak up. I got to open my mouth. I woke up. We had some just walking around still asleep. Some were still in bed, but I told them, you got to put your feet on the floor and get on up. And after you get up, you can't walk out in your night clothes. You got to dress up. You got to get yourself dressed up from head to toe with salvation, the word of God, the sword of the spirit. You got to get dressed up for this life and understand that you're going to walk out in out here into a world whereby you need to be clothed with righteousness. And now this morning, we're going to talk about speaking up. Bless God, I thank you. Jesus, oh, thank you for your presence. As we go to Matthew 28, and I know that some of you have already been obedient enough to be there. God told me I need to just mention that word a little bit. We are in the situation we are in because here in this world we have so many disobedient, arrogant, stiff-necked people who refuse to bow to anybody's orders. I want to be in control of everything. But I want you to know that God is going to have the last say about everything. We need to learn how to just open our mouths, throw our hands up and say, yes, Lord. Whatever you would have me to do, yes, Lord. And what I ask you to do is to turn to Matthew 28. Come on down, girl. You got a word. Jesus, undeterred, and I am reading from the Message Bible, went right ahead and gave his charge. He gave this charge. He gave this order. God authorized and commanded me to commission you. God has authorized P.K. Roberts this morning to commission you, each and every one of you who said yes. Thank you to my cousin Shirley Roof down there in Florida who said, yes, here I am. Go out and train everyone you meet. Train. Everyone you meet, far and near. Lord, I'm loving this already. In this way of life, marking them by baptism in the threefold name, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Then instruct. There must be a difference in the training and the instructing. Them in the practice of all I have commanded you. All I have commanded you. God is giving some commands today. I'll be with you as you do this. When? Day after day after day after day, repetitively up to the end of the age. Just because you did it one time doesn't mean that it's done. You've got to do it day after day after day until the Lord comes. Ooh, God, I bless the name of Jesus. What are we going to be doing, Dr. PK? What are we going to be doing? Now that you, I'm going to ask you this question. Why is it that we go through the process of waking up, getting up, dressing up, and when the opportunity comes for us to speak up, we get scared? That's Mississippi scared. Afraid. What is this thing called fear? False evidence appearing real that causes your mouth to just close down. Why are we afraid to say what God wants us to say when he wants us to say it? See, what you need to understand is when God opens the door for you to say a word, you need to say it right then, because once that opportunity leaves, your saying the word won't have the same effect. Bless the name of Jesus. Therefore, our ear must be to the mouth of God. How is that possible? We must pray when? All times. At all times, will God speak to us? If indeed we are open to hear what he has to say. God has given me, Pecola Fleming Roberts, something to say. He has given you, Al Miller, something to say. It is incredible, life-changing, and most important to be heard. And if it is to be heard, we must say it. The Bible refers to Jesus as the Word. What? Jesus, the birth we just celebrated, Jesus, the one we said is all powerful, Jesus. Yet, oh, Lord Jesus, we have run out of time. Yet, Jesus is the word. Now, what are we going to do, you all, with this word? We must give this word. Word must go first. How? It can go first, not in you saying anything out of your mouth, but the way you live. And so once you, your life shows, when you open your mouth to say what God has for you to say, it matches up with your life, resonate with the people that you are talking to, and it will mobilize them. That is why we have people on this call this morning. You hadn't heard their names before. You hadn't heard Rico Johnson's name before. You hadn't heard Eugene's name before. You hadn't heard several other names. Why? Because I called, I spoke up, and it was the time. It was the right time. I'm going to close this. Lord, have mercy. I got to stop, not because I'm finished, but because I want you to understand that this last Monday, this day, I don't want you to pass this day without doing something that makes you uncomfortable. And that is speaking to folks that you are afraid will reject your message, whether it is on health, whether it's on wealth or relationship. And we're going to talk about that next time. Oh, good God, I feel so good down to my sanctified toes, you all, this morning. I'm ready to run out and tell the world that there's a shifting taking place, and you need to get on board. You need to speak up and tell everybody about it. And it is orchestrated by the word of God through the blood of Jesus Christ. We've got to have some blood washed, Holy Ghost filled saints going out telling the world that you shall live and not die. Come on, Tiffany, close this out for us so we can go on over there and support my sister this morning.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Dr. PK. And Mr. LaRose, thank you so much for, that one right there is going to take us right into where we need to go. To God be the glory, and I'll be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless you, we adore you, we magnify you, and we glorify you. We thank you, Lord, for just your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you, God, for the power, for the dominion and authority that is already going forth, Father. We just thank you for each and every person that is under the sound of my voice. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over every situation, every circumstance that is not in alignment with you, God. We come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We speak victory. We speak that we are more than conquerors, and we speak that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. God, I thank you for Dr. PK, and I thank you for the message that you gave to her to minister to us this morning, God. I pray right now that you will fill her up with your virtue until she overflows, oh God. And for Minister LaRose, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would continue to elevate him and lift him higher and higher as he comes with new songs, God, that will bless the kingdom. And for each and every single person under the sound of my voice, God, we expect great things, and we just thank you because you have kept us. You have been our way maker, our promise keeper, and our miracle worker. And God, that is who you are. And so these things I decree and declare in the mighty, the matchless, and marvelous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We pray these things, and let the church say amen. So we want to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. If you want to hear the replay of this call, dial 712-432-1085 and the access code 957677#. Our website, themasterscall.net. Also, we will be headed over to the new morning motivational call for Inspirational Monday, where our own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be ministering this morning. That number is 712-770-4005, the PIN code 294-617#. Wow, what a time, what a time, what a time. We invite you all to join us tomorrow here at the same hour on the master's call. Again, thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox, for seating us and greeting us today. Thank you so much again, Dr. PK and Minister Don LaRose, for ministering to us this morning. It has been a privilege for me to wake up and to be your worshiper and your hostess for this morning. May God continue to bless and keep you. Dr. PK, come back and give us our benediction.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Bless the name of Jesus. As we are about to embark up on 2021, next Monday will be the 4th. We will begin our annual fast for the month of January, the entire month. We are asking that you go into our website to get fasting directives and join us on the fast. Use this week in preparation for the fast. On Friday night, I will be giving instructions on who will be partnered with who to pray through the month of January together. Now, Holy God, as we leave this place, we thank you that you woke us up this morning. You've given us a mind to go out here to just bless your holy name. We thank you and we bless you, Holy God, for all that you are doing in our lives. Now we ask that your Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide in our lives as we speak up for you, Jesus. This is our prayer in your name. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and live a super fantastic life, my friend. I love you.